Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. To make a path in the middle of the head. The Yahud of Medina would not part the hair in the middle. When he had not received any explicit directive regarding any matter from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred to follow the practice of the Yahud as they had received a divine book, which was not the case with the idolaters of Makkah. Later on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began parting his hair in the center. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when she would part Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair, she would commence from the center of the head and she would divide the forelock equally to the right and the left. So that will be the path in the middle. Shah Abdul Haq Dalavi rahmatullah Ali has written that generally a person has a crown at the center of the head and the hair tends to part in two ways. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would commence the middle part from this point and continue to the front. Hence, it would be the perfect middle path. To have a middle path or not, Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali has written that it is sunnah to have a middle path, as this was the final practice of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah Ali has declared it to be mustahab. However, Qadi Ayat has considered it to be wajib, since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam abandoned the previous practices of leaving it in its natural direction of growth. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that both procedures are equally permissible. Subsequently, it is reported that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum followed both practices. However, it is sunnah and better to have the middle path. The sunnah method of shaving the head. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had completed the rami in Hajj and the qurbani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shaved his mubarak hair, and when doing so, he first offered the barber the right side of his mubarak head. When his mubarak head was shaved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for Sayyiduna Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhum and gave the hair to him. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered the left side of his mubarak head to the barber and instructed him to shave it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again sent for Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and gave the hair to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed him to distribute the hair amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The narration in Sahih Muslim relates that the hair was given to Sayyidina Sulaim, the wife of Abu Talha and the mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this hair was distributed amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, each one receiving one or two blessed strands. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.